All right, welcome back inside the Media Center here at the CPKC Women's Open. I am pleased to be joined by the newest champion of this tournament, Megan Kang. Megan, you are now an LPGA Tour winner. I want to start off with, how does that feel?
It feels like it hasn't even sunk in yet. Honestly, I was kind of stressing the whole day, even the past 2 days, and you know, I relied pretty heavily on Jack, and you know, to at the end of the week to be on top, it's huge, and like the feeling just hasn't really sunk in, so hopefully it does soon.
What was the game plan from the start today? How did you stick to that routine you talked about yesterday?
You know, it was tough today. I knew in my head I had a 3-shot lead. You know, you don't really think about results, but of course you want to get the win at the end of the day. It took a little longer than, you know, regulation to get it done, but you know, Sayoung was kind of pushing me the whole day, and I was trying not to think about what she was doing, but I mean, I couldn't help it. I think at one point we were only like 1 shot apart, and on 16 I looked at the leaderboard and I saw I was like tied with Jin Young, and I was like, oh yeah, got a couple of people to worry about. And at the end of the day, you know, Jack was kind of reassuring me, like, hey, let's do our own thing because we can't control what they're doing.
Before I open it up to the wonderful people in this room, I got to ask about the playoff. What were there any nerves? What were the feelings as you got ready to go back through 18?
There were definitely nerves. I was shaking signing my scorecard. I triple checked that scorecard to make sure, you know, everything was correct, and we did sign. You know, I was very thankful to have some friends out there who were right there kind of telling me I got this and that they're there for me. And, you know, it's always nice when you have that kind of friendship out here on tour. That playoff, I try to stay in my own little world. I didn't even know where Jin Young had hit her tee shot. I was just trying to, you know, keep my head down and try to stay in the moment and, you know, not get ahead of myself.
All right, we'll open it up for questions in here. If you have a question, please let Mike know with the microphone. If you are on the Zoom, please let me know in the chat function of this call so I can call on you to unmute. But we'll start over here with Adam.
Hey, Megan, congratulations. I'm curious about the self-talk after the bogey on 17 and then coming on to the 18th tee. What was that like? Obviously, you've talked a lot about talking to your caddy about anxiety and situations like that, but what was it like walking from 17 green to 18, and what was kind of the game plan there on 18?
I mean, I took a extra second on 17 green after I missed that par putt, and I took a deep breath, and, you know, not knowing what Jin Young was doing ahead on 18, I didn't know if she had hit it close for birdie or if she was making par or even bogey. At the end of the day, you know, being in, like, the one thing I had to do first off was, like, if I'm going to give myself a chance to try to even force a playoff, I got to hit the fairway. And so, again, just going back to, like, focusing on the task at hand, not getting ahead of myself, and just try to really take it one shot at a time. I heard a roar in the fairway when Jin Young made a putt, and I had no clue what it was for. But at the end of the day, again, I was like, hey, if I make birdie and she happened to par, or even if she birdie, you know, she played a great round. She definitely, I mean, those pins were tough today. Of course, conditions were tough. Everyone knows that it's a final round, and there's a lot at stake. But, you know, walking up, I knew, hey, give it a birdie chance, and, you know, can't say I didn't try.
Obviously, you've been close before. This is your first LPGA Tour title, and of course, when that happened, it would have been exciting. But this is a national open with a storied history. Does that make it extra special?
It definitely does. You know, I love coming to Canada every year. I don't think I've ever skipped this event, and I don't think I'm going to plan to ever. Nah, even more now. But no, I mean, it's an incredible feeling. You know, there's so much history that goes on behind this tournament, and you know, Lori Kane is such a great mentor. I saw her this week, and, you know, she just said, go do your thing out there, kid. And, you know, it's pretty cool having one of the Canadian greats out there, you know, just kind of hanging around, and, you know, feel free to talk to her about any kind of tips and, you know, how to calm down. So it's pretty cool, and, you know, the crowds are very welcoming. The people are great, and every time we come to Canada, these golf courses are a challenge.
All right, we'll go over here.
Yeah, over here, Megan. You're on the 72nd hole. What was your yardage in, and have you ever hit a better shot under that much pressure in your life?
honestly, I feel like I kind of blacked out. I want to say I was really mad that I had bogeyed 17 and I smoked my drive. It was pretty clear that I was kind of upset. I had roughly 107 front, 138 pin, and that pin today was hard to get to. But you know, I had some good kind of momentum going into 18. You know, every day I hit a really good shot in, and I got a birdie yesterday on 18. And again, I knew I needed the birdie, but that's probably one of my best shots that I've hit under that kind of pressure, knowing that you need a birdie to kind of force a playoff. And it to make that birdie putt, even the amount of stress, I know it wasn't super long, but I was very happy to put a good stroke on it, because it's these greens are tough and they're fast, and it all worked out.
I wonder if you could give us a comment on the golf course, just the kind of test it presented and just your impressions of the golf course all week.
This golf course, you know, I got to the course Monday, and I played a practice round with some of our friends, and we were joking. We were like, I thought we were done playing majors this year. So tough is an understatement. You know, these fairways, you know, you have to keep them center, and it felt like if you got a foot in the rough, you most of the time were punching out. You hit an errant tee shot, again, punching out, small greens, firm and fast. I mean, it really did play like a major, it felt like. But, you know, I would say if you lost your focus out there for even a split second, you know, there's a chance that you were going to make a bogey. But it definitely had some holes with give and take. But, you know, it's what we do, right? We embrace the challenge.
All right, down here in front.
Hey, Megan, congratulations. It was a long journey to your first LPGA title. Did you ever have self-doubt or concern that you might not ever win?
You know, I feel like, you know, being that it was 8 years to get the first win, it definitely kind of creeps into your mind, like, am I going to win out here? And, you know, that's when, like, a good team comes into play. You know, my parents, my boyfriend, my caddy, they're like, it's not if you're going to win, it's like when, and it's when I kind of, like, mature and kind of be more comfortable and confident in my own game and be able to just kind of focus on the task at hand instead of the results. Because, I mean, this week it really played a factor in, like, you know, you can't get upset over stuff that's happened in the previous holes, and you just got to, you know, focus on the next shot, because that's all that matters. And, I mean, that's what I told Jack in the playoff. I was like, hey, my two-over round today does not mean anything. Right now it's pretty much just straight-up match play, and you know, we're going to make her work for it if it comes down to it.
The CPKC Women's Open has one of the larger crowds on the LPGA Tour. How much did that sort of elevate the stage and the moment for you?
It was huge. I mean, I was playing out there, and, you know, I was joking with Jack. Se-young was playing pretty well, and, you know, they were chanting Se-young's name out there, and I was just kind of like, I kind of felt like the underdog out there, and frankly, that kind of motivated me a little bit. You know, I wanted to kind of put myself in that position where, hey, like, she's going to have to come get me, and, you know, we kept it pretty fun out there, only getting within, like, one shot of each other at one point. You know, we were exchanging birdies, bogeys as well, but, you know, the fans definitely play a huge part, and even though I heard some chants for Se-young, you know, I heard some people saying, like, you got this, Megan, and, you know, those few people that do happen to chant Megan, you know, they got me through it today.
All right, I know there's a question on the Zoom. Kent, if you'd like to unmute yourself, please.
This is the end of the Team US Solheim qualifying period. What does this win do for you heading into the Solheim Cup here in a month?
I mean, it definitely gives me a lot of confidence. You know, my game has been trending in the right direction lately, and, you know, I think there's just adds to, like, the self-confidence that, like, hey, I can win out here. I have one out here now, and, you know, playing in front of, like, these big crowds, it's just like a Solheim, and, you know, that playoff hole, it felt huge. I know Jin Young's such a well-established player. Her career speaks for herself, and it's just kind of like, okay, it doesn't matter right now. You know, it's just her and me on the golf course, and it's a good momentum trying to get the first win in a playoff, and especially going into Solheim this year, so It'll be a lot of fun.
And Megan, many people might not know the story of your parents immigrating to the United States. Could you share a little bit about that and what this win means to them to see their daughter become an LPGA winner?
Yeah, so for those who don't know, like, my parents immigrated from Laos, and so they kind of came over during the Vietnam War when they were both roughly around 8 to 10 years old. So I'm first-generation Hmong American, and, you know, my dad kind of had a auto mechanic shop. My mom is still a kindergarten teacher, and once I started to pick up the game of golf pretty seriously, my dad told my mom, like, hey, do you trust me? We can get our daughter a scholarship for golf if we kind of stick with it. And fast forward, I end up turning pro before I thought about going to college, but I just turned pro right after high school. And, you know, we're truly living the American dream, and I owe everything to them for sacrificing and believing in me and my dad, and, you know, this is a family win.
Thanks, Megan.
Adam?
Can we get the Vancouver coffee shop power rankings and how important that played to your routine the last couple of days?
I'm not going to lie. I was getting so much anxiety that I would kind of only drink half a coffee just because I was shaking so much just from the stress. But I definitely went to like a bunch of coffee shops this week. You guys have great coffee, by the way. And I think my number one spot right now is Revolver, which is in, like, downtown.
That is a good one.
Did you go?
I've heard really good things.
I get a lot of, like, DMs about, like, coffee shops to go to. I should start ranking them.
I think we've got a new job for you. As we begin to wrap up here, Megan, speaking a little bit about your family just then, I want to know how much were you thinking of kind of all the moments that led to that final putt on that playoff? How many times did you think about what your dad has taught you over the last couple of years as you got to that moment there on 18?
You know, my dad, I mean, growing up, you practice and you always joke like, oh, and this is to win the U.S. Women's Open, this is to win this tournament, that tournament, and it's crazy that last putt was to win the CPKC Women's Open, and it's just stuff you dream about as a kid, and it's, I mean, I haven't been able to talk to them yet, but, you know, it's going to be probably a cry fest when we FaceTime, but it's going to be happy tears for sure.
All right, just one last wrap up here. I think that will do it. Thank you, Megan, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.